Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Hey, everybody, I got a big surprise for you.
I know for a fact them radio waves is harmful.
Shucks, folks, I'm speechless.
It's time to quit jammering before I start hammering.
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome. Thursday is here, the appetizer to the weekend, and it's June 10th. Good morning, Coriel.
Good morning.
How do you like your appetizers? What's your favorite appetizer if you were to pick one to go?
Oh, Lord, these are hard-hitting questions before 6 a.m.?
Well, I mean, if we were going to order apps this morning, I need to know what your order would be.
Oh, good Lord. Well, if I'm feeling feisty, I'd probably do, I'd go spicy corn nuggets.
Ooh, those are very good. Okay. How about you, Oscar Nick, your best appetizer?
Oh, probably mozzarella sticks.
Oof, close second.
Yeah.
Southwest egg rolls.
For you?
Good. Yeah, those are super
Press
good
Box,
too.
By the way, has really good
But I'm also a huge fan of, like, fried cauliflower, fried green beans.
That's good, too.
Take a healthy food and make it as unhealthy as you can.
Deep fat fry
Dip it into ranch, cheese.
Those are good appetizers.
Always a good idea. Yes. Always a good idea.
And it'll just melt off because it's like 90-something degrees outside if you stay out long enough.
Yeah.
How was your day yesterday?
It was good. I ended up working out. I was going to run in the neighborhood and do it like at home. It just was so humid.
Yeah.
So I went to the gym instead. But it was nice. It was one of those times where you weren't sure that you'd have the motivation, and then all of a sudden you're just like, beast mode.
Nice. Those are nice. Good days.
Yeah, so it was actually, it worked out really well.
I went the exact opposite.
Did you?
I had worked really hard the last couple days, and I'm like, you know what? I have not had a real pool day.
You did the same thing my boyfriend did.
Oh, yeah? Jackson checked out?
He ditched me for the pool, so I went to the gym. And then he rolled in late last night, and I'm like, dang, maybe I missed the memo.
I got there about 4 and went back up to the apartment about 9.
Gotcha.
Nice. You had yourself a day.
I did. I just kind of chilled out and hung out and met some neighborhood people in the apartment complex.
Cool. Nick, what do you think he was drinking?
I don't know. It had to be something fruity.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know what it would be.
A pina colada or fruitier?
Oh, fruitier.
Yeah.
That might be too hard.
Yeah, yeah. JP, I'm curious, though. Does anyone ever point out that you're wearing cargo shorts underneath your swim trunks?
Nope. Because I don't have
really,
cargo
they don't
shorts
notice that?
My swim trunks.
They must be
I don't even own swim trunks.
Cargo shorts. What do you mean? You better not be in there buck naked.
No. I have like gym shorts that I'll wear.
JP, you need to wear swim
I hate
trunks.
The netting. I'm not a fan of the netting.
Then get some with no netting.
Get some board shorts.
Get board shorts.
That's what I'm working on. I had a pair from when I was about 40 pounds heavier, and they don't fit.
Okay.
They keep falling off. So
well, that's
I've
a good
get
problem
a
to have, then.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's a real good problem.
JP, we need to get you
cinch any tighter.
We need to get you swim trunks. We need to get you a pair of chubbies.
Well, I had it locked in, but I thought they had the right size.
JP's got a chubby every time he's at the pool. I think he's good.
What are chubbies?
A pair of chubbies.
Shorty shorts.
Nick, you're talking about a pair of chubbies?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're shorty shorts. They're like
it's a brand.
Oh, okay.
What's the length of the inseam on those bad boys?
Like
it's not
2 inches.
Yeah, oh wow!
I'm just kidding.
Nice. You got quads out
so
for
like,
days.
It's like
you
these have silky shorts legs. That I have.
Kinda. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you usually though,
and
the
they're funky
that wear,
colors and patterns are cool.
Usually, the people that wear chubbies though, you got to have a dump truck, which you do not.
You don't have a dump truck, you're right. And I feel like you need to be able to
you gotta have some quads too.
Shotgun bush lights.
That's true. It is true. But they got some really cool designs on these shorts.
They do.
Like really cool ones.
I mean,
I can
shotgun bush lights. I choose not
but
to.
But you just choose not to, which is fine. But I feel like you need to be somewhat of a Neanderthal if you like legitimately
to
like
go full
it's not. It's not got yeah. It. Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Nick.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to look up swim trunks for you right now. I'm going to favorite some of these.
We'll let you do that while we get the show.
Oh,
how about
dinosaur.
That? Oh, wow.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On the way, Denver Dubba with Thomas tracking down his state gen. We'll have vacation in one sentence, a round of JP makes his guess, a taco run that ran awry, and tickets to the...
Wake up, y'all.
Nowhere to find me in the morning.
The This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
Buying a house isn't normally something you do by accident.
No, not at all.
It's a process.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, there's a Canadian couple that decided they wanted to start a new life somewhere in the world, and after a lot of conversation, they settled on Glasgow, Scotland.
Oh, cool.
Claire Segrin stayed in Canada while her boyfriend, Cal Hunter, traveled to Scotland to purchase a home for him. He was out there looking.
Okay.
When he got there, he quickly ran into a problem.
Was there no home?
No, there's a home.
Oh.
The auctioneer had a thick Glaswegian accent.
Wait, see it again?
Glaswegian?
Glasgowan?
No, Glaswegian.
Glaswegian?
Mm-hmm.
Accent. That sounds so weird.
Anyways, so his accent was pretty thick, and Cal couldn't understand what he was saying.
Okay.
He explained he tried to work out what was going on by looking at the auctioneer's brochure, but some of the lots weren't in there. Finally, he raised his hand to bid on a house that no one else was interested in, leading him to saying, I accidentally bought the wrong house. What they bought was a large home that had been abandoned for 20 years with holes in the roof and in need of a complete makeover.
No. Oh,
how much did they buy it for?
The couple had said the locals advised them to knock it down and start over. Cal is a carpenter with experience in restoring period properties. The couple is documenting what they admit is a huge task of this house being livable again. I'm trying to look and see if it says exactly how much.
Well, it's got to be, honestly, it has to be dirt cheap, because could you imagine trying to get any amount of money out of a home like that? It sounds like the house that sits at the corner that the kids go into for the movie It.
Whatever, yes, 100%. Whatever the Scotland amount of money would be for $10,000, it's like the whatever.
Equivalent.
The equivalent of like $10,000 in Scottish money.
I know, I'm not well-versed in the equivalent of monies.
Right.
So, but now, it sounds cheap.
to say we've taken on an enormous task is not an understatement. This villa has been left empty for 20 years.
That thing has got to be musty.
There is all kinds of scaffolding. There's a very gross tub in one of the scenes.
I believe it. What's the black and white Christmas movie I'm thinking of? And it's old. Christmas, it's classic. It's A Wonderful Life.
Okay.
It makes me think of that house.
A little bit, maybe. Money Pit, if you haven't seen Tom Hanks.
I have not seen Money Pit.
Oh, you need to watch the movie Money Pit.
Okay.
You will enjoy it thoroughly. Mostly just because of Tom Hanks' laugh when the bathtub falls through the floor of the house.
Oh, so we're definitely going to get like a Money Pit type of scene from this
thing. Right, it's like,
yeah. Problem in the kitchen, nothing trivial.
You don't want to tell me what happened?
No, I don't. I just want to relax in a nice lukewarm bath.
Pours the water in, bathtub goes through the floor in the bathroom, down through the ceiling, and all he can do is this.
He's having a panic attack.
Yeah.
He's losing his mind.
Exactly. And that's what these couple, they have smiles on their faces as they're hugging each other like, look what we've got.
Oh,
at least
my
it didn't
God.
Cost them much money.
Right. That's the thing.
Because you said it was $10,000. Is that what it was?
Yeah, Scottish money and $10,000.
It's pounds.
Pounds?
So like, it's 1.41, I think, is is our money.
Okay.
You're a smart person, Nick. I didn't even know any of that, what you just said.
So, yeah. So, they've now created a GoFundMe page to help them with the house. They've actually raised more than 17,000 pounds.
So, can you not, like...
towards the renovation.
So, there's no grace period where you can go, oh, no, I accidentally bought this?
Apparently not.
That's like $20,000. That ain't going to get you much.
No.
In terms of fixing that house.
No.
Like, a plot of land costs more than that outside of Lincoln.
Oh, man.
Right, exactly.
Just an empty grass patch.
So,
that must be a terrible home.
I've always wanted to do something similar to this. Like, I've always wanted to buy a castle.
Yeah.
100%. The problem is I would do the same thing. I would end up buying this castle that was, like, super run down, that would end up being, like, a horrible money pit and just killing, just destroying any hope I have of...
But the idea of it's kind of cool.
I'd have to live under the bridge with Coriel.
Yeah.
Like, it would just be terrible.
As trolls, right. Like we deserve.
Yes. Absolutely.
Here's what happens next. Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
So if you're going to go purchase anything, make sure you can understand what people are saying.
Yeah, that's it's probably smart.
That whole thing. Coming up, we'll give you the nitty gritty for Music City and everything that went down with the CMT Music Award.
Come on now.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
Okay, don't look now, but I have some CMT Music Awards spoilers. Some pretty rad country stars recently joined Miley Cyrus at the Ryman Auditorium, and a talk show on the way from a legendary couple.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out. Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
CMT Music Awards went down last night in Nashville. So here are some spoilers, okay. Just FYI.
Haven't watched it yet. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Here we go. My. Kane Brown won big last night. He took home Male Video of the Year for Worship You. Yeah. Also shared Collaborative Video of the Year with Chris Young for their song Famous Friends.
Good deal.
So nice. It was really cool for him, who also hosted the awards show. And then his other host, Kelsea Ballerini, she did really well too. She took home... Let's see, the performance of the year with Halsey on the song The Other Girl. It's the one where they were dressed up in kind of like some coyote ugly looking outfits, and then it got a little bit of heat or something, but she took the time to criticize people and said, hey, you know where I come from. Like, come on, that was fun. Anyways, and then the video of the year went to Carrie Underwood featuring John Legend for their song Hallelujah, which now makes it Carrie's 23rd award, and she is still the most awarded person in CMT history.
Wow, that's impressive.
I know, it's pretty cool. So Miley Cyrus filmed a Pride concert at the historic Ryman Auditorium. Little Big Town was a part of it. They joined Miley for a cover of Cyndi Lauper's True Colors.
Oh, cool.
Brothers Osborne joined Miley for Pat Benatar's We Belong. And TJ Osborne was wearing an awesome rainbow shirt that read fancy on it. Other guests and covers included Maren Morris on ABBA? How do you say it?
ABBA.
It's ABBA, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry.
You look like such a stoner the way you said that into the microphone, into the camera.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. My eyes. Okay, anyways.
Is that ABBA, brah?
Is that ABBA? ABBA's Dancing Queen.
Or ABBA. You're like having that moment every stoner has where they get like really deep thoughts in their brains.
Like I still have eye crusties, eye boogers, and so I'm just having a day.
I realize we're doing a what if it was news update? You're talking about eye boogers.
Well, Orville Peck did a cover of The Chicks' "Cowboy Take Me Away" and Mickey Guyton on Blondie's "Heart of Glass," and the concert airs on Peacock starting June 25th.
Cool.
Trisha Yearwood and Garth Brooks are always up for a challenge. In fact, they may be hosting their own talk show.
Oh.
Potentially.
Okay.
Trisha says the one caveat for me is it had to be in Nashville. She's even like guest hosted for people. Trisha and Garth both hosted for Ellen for an episode.
Oh, okay.
And they did really well, and they just have that natural talent, of course.
Do they pull the chair right up to your face to talk to you like they do when you meet them backstage? Like, every person that Garth brings in, he's like right here up in their face.
Tell me about you.
I want to know everything. If the FBI needs to enlist anybody to extract confessions, it would be Garth and Trisha. Garth, specifically.
Gosh. Yes, he's intimidatingly nice.
I would fold right there. new music now. You heard this last night during the CMT Music Awards. It's called Lighten Up with Brothers Osborne featuring Dierks Bentley. With the nitty gritty from Music City, I'm Corey Al with Kix 96.9.
When the sun goes down, we'll be rolling up about the time it's lighting up. Lighten up. To kick off the foot on the right foot, south palm, pass it around. We'll keep the windows up, cause we'll be lighting up. In the air and lighten up. Make me
We ain't gonna turn it down. Oh, we only gonna turn it up.
Turn it up, crank it
up. Rednecks, hippies, and the girls from the city all skidding along. Long hairs in a country song.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
That, by the way, new music from Brothers Osborne and Dierks Bentley performing Lighten Up from last night's CMT Music Awards. That's a good way to start your day. And so is Good Things. If you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On KX96.9.
Tell me something good.
Time to bring out some good things. If you got one, let us know. Again, Facebook, Twitter, KX969. Just title it Good Things, and we'll get it on the show. Coriel, what's yours today?
My good thing comes from Chef Au Chef owner Aaron Young and his team. They sell those wham bam meal in a pan things, okay. Like the to-go meals.
Okay.
That's been going on for about 2.5 years now. By the way, perfect for like families and stuff like that if you don't want to cook, or parties and special occasions. Anyways, so for every wham bam meal sold, Chef Au Chef donates $1, equivalent of about 3 meals, to the food bank. Over time, it's all kind of added up. So here's the story of small contributions adding up to make a significant total. Over the last 2.5 years, they've been able to provide, with the purchases everyone has made, over 100,000 meals to the food bank.
Awesome.
Wow. That's very cool.
Yeah, which is really, really awesome. It really reflects one of the company's core values to give back to the community. So they aren't just cooking for you. They're cooking for, like, you know, all of Lincoln. So.
Everybody.
Yeah, it's really awesome. Congratulations really to Chef Au Chef for making a difference.
That's cool.
Tell me something good.
Oscar Nick, your good thing.
My good thing, man. So growing up as a kid, I had 2 younger brothers. I used to babysit all summer long, you know. And, like, my favorite thing on the planet to take a nap in the middle of summer too was watching Bob Ross paint a painting.
Okay.
Like, is there anything other than maybe like golf? Is there anything to put on your TV that is more relaxing than the soothing sounds of Bob Ross about happy little trees or like happy little bushes? Like, he just, it was the greatest thing. Well, 25 years after his death, he died in 1995, 25 years after that, they now have this this virtual exhibit online that you can go to, and you can watch any of the episodes you want, but they also just have like a rotating deal where it just goes through all 403 of Bob Ross's paintings that he went through, and it's a digital gallery. There's links to YouTube, all sorts of stuff. Yeah, I just jumped on there, and they just came out with this thing, and you can go just Google Bob Ross virtual gallery, and they just put this thing out, and it's like, I just want to go back and watch a bunch of these episodes so I can relax.
They need Bob Ross network.
Honestly,
based on
relaxation. Honestly, I feel like I could open up like a relaxation parlor in town where you just go chill in a chair and relax.
Oh, that'd be
and
brilliant.
Watch Bob Ross. And you just relax, and there'll be like fruit smoothies you can have. Yeah. And it's
available
over lunch.
I believe that's called the movie theater, and you just tell them to play Bob Ross.
Oh, my God. But yeah, no, there's, yes. I don't think there's anything better on this planet than seeing happy little bushes on your TV.
6:43.
Tell me something good.
My good thing involves a bunch of Huskers. As it was announced yesterday, a star-studded group of Huskers welcome to the Nebraska Athletic Hall of Fame.
Yes.
All right.
Including Therese Alshamar, who is a stud for women's swimming and diving. Jordan Burroughs.
Okay.
Who has done amazing things mm-hmm. as being a wrestler back here and then gone on to the Olympic level as well. Bob Serve, who played basketball and baseball for the Huskers. I actually met Bob. He played for the Yankees, too, which was cool. I had a chance to meet him once.
Hi, Bob.
Kelsey Griffin with women's basketball. I was actually there when they retired her jersey, which was kind of neat. Larry Jacobson for football. Kathy Knopf as well for volleyball. So congrats goes out to a bunch of them.
Do you know when Larry Jacobson played?
He played from 69 to 71.
Oh, you were actually there about 31 years old at that time.
No,
watching
him
play.
I wasn't even born
yet. Yeah,
were you? I was not even born
yet. I think
you
were in your mid-30s at that time.
I was born in 74, so it's 3 years after he played here. Anyway, so congrats goes out.
Wait, this guy played before you were born?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Bob Serve played in the 40s and 50s.
What was that like?
I wasn't there.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's another
Weren't
good
thing.
Weren't
you the PA announcer for those games?
I wish, man, to be there when Bob Serve was playing. That would be awesome. Maybe the former life I was. But that would be really cool. So there you go. There's a few of the good things going on today.
Coming up next.
Yo! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
That was a on the way, a good taco
joke,
run. Got a ride. You're welcome.
Wake up.
Wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
More cautionary tales of what not to do.
Okay.
With this round of stupid criminals. A variety of things can happen to people when they're on drugs. Police got a call Tuesday morning about a suspicious car parked at a vineyard in Santa Rosa, California. It was right next to one of those big fans grape growers use to circulate the air and keep grapes from freezing. And once the cops got closer to it, they realized someone was inside the fan.
What?
Inside of it?
So the base is hollow and just big enough to fit a person.
Yes.
Okay.
And it turned out a 38-year-old guy climbed inside and has been stuck there for 2 days.
I mean, why wouldn't you climb inside a giant fan just to see what it's like?
Right.
You know
just
what I mean?
See.
It just makes me think of the scene from Ace Ventura.
Yeah. In the rhino?
In the rhino.
Yeah.
That poor guy, did you see the photos of this thing?
Like,
talk about claustrophobic, number one.
I
Holy
would be freaking
cow.
Out.
I
do
could
not
and
like
would
spaces.
Not do that.
When they asked why he climbed in, he said he likes taking pictures of the motors inside old farm equipment, which is an odd hobby. But
that is
all
strange.
Right. The fan wasn't that old, though, and when they searched him, they found a whole bunch of meth.
Oh.
But yeah.
So either he was hiding because of the meths, or he was trying to cool down.
Right.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Something
because
of
the meths.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And then our other story, we go to Florida for
Taco Tuesday!
Nice, LeBron.
So, Jose Ascari, and he and a pilot friend were flying from one town to another in Florida to grab some tacos for Taco Tuesday.
I like how you just said that so casually, like that's just a thing that should happen constantly.
It's down in the Everglades, and they were just going to go get some tacos on a Taco Tuesday.
Just get around in a different way, I guess.
And the engine of their small plane failed, and they had to land into a big old field in the Everglades. They had engine failure as
in
they were
the Everglades?
On a run. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's not a place you want to land.
Jose said, we were like 2,000 feet, and we had engine failure. We looked at each other, and we were like, we're alive. This doesn't happen very often. So they managed to crash the plane and walk away.
Oh,
and then,
no.
Then, of course, the police and helicopters.
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 We'll get that word down.
We'll get
one
it.
Day.
We'll get it. We'll get it.
The police helicopters and the news reporter helicopters
nice.
Caught up to the guys, and they're just standing out there by their crashed plane, waving like, "Hey, we're down here."
Did they did they become friends with wildlife nearby?
Luckily enough, they did not have to deal with the wildlife.
God, they're lucky. That sounds like dinner to a lot of
when fire rescue got there and checked them out, they were reunited with their mom. They embraced. It was a scary moment, they said. People don't usually survive this kind of stuff. At the rate they were descending, they were in a dive.
Oh, they're young.
Jose says, I was thinking about my grandpa. He's up there and he will save me. He saved me today.
Oh, he looks like a little bro.
He says it was just not a good day to go get tacos, I guess.
He's 21. He's just like a little nugget. He's 21 flying a plane?
I don't think he was supposed to be flying that plane.
I think he could be.
He could be. He could have gotten his pilot license at that age.
I'm just baffled. This whole story is insane. I'm also very...
just for tacos.
I'm glad that I wasn't anywhere nearby because although I hate heights and that whole thing freaks me out, small little personal planes, I would have definitely gone for tacos.
Yeah. The FAA will continue to investigate their flight.
Oh, my.
And what went down on a Taco Tuesday.
I'm glad they're okay.
Yeah, we are.
Coming up.
Next,
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Sounds like they got themselves into enchilada trouble. No, that didn't work. Dang it. Into a lot of enchilada. Sounds like they got themselves in enchilada trouble. No.
You done?
I'm done.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
It's going down
right here on Kix 96.9.
Three.
Last night's 2021 CMT Music Awards went well for the show's two hosts, Kane Brown and Kelsey Ballerini. Spoilers ahead. Kane won two awards, Male Video of the Year for Worship You and Collaborative Video of the Year for his Chris Young collab on Famous Friends.
Okay.
Meanwhile, the other host, Kelsey Ballerini, won CMT Performance of the Year for The Other Girl with Halsey. Nice. And then Female Video of the Year went to Gabby Barrett for The Good Ones. I'll let you know that top award winner in just 1 minute, because first we got to jam to some of the biggest collabs to hit the stage that night. This was a huge year for collabs. A lot of like power ballads.
Big time. Wow, who was all that?
Oh, Chris Stapleton. Like a lot of people. There's just so many.
So many great country artists.
Yes, that's pretty cool. So great. And there was like J.P. Sachs had collaborated with Ingrid Andress because Mary Morris wasn't able to. So that was kind of a last minute change, I think.
Yeah.
But a bunch of other people. So it was really awesome. So Video of the Year went to Carrie Underwood once again, actually. Nice. It was for her collaboration with John Legend on Hallelujah. This is Carrie's ninth win in the category, now her third in a row, extending her record as the most awarded artist in CMT history with 23 wins.
She's doing okay.
Yeah. Does she have to do what Garth Brooks did and try to retire from the category so someone else can win?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Like, she might be at that point now.
She may be. She may be.
She's still so young in the game, though.
Yeah. She's still rolling.
She's rolling.
We got shows on shows on shows starting up this weekend.
Okay.
We've got Jamie Johnson, Whiskey Myers, Pinewood Bowl coming up tomorrow night.
Ooh, that's like right. Oh, God, still available that's that going to be so good.
And then our buddy Ned Ledoux, son of Chris Ledoux at Royal Grove on Saturday. So
yes.
If you're looking for some good country music to go check out. Highly recommend those to
Jovia. Yep.
Yeah,
check them
out
at kzkx.com under the concert tab.
Right. And then there's this.
One!
You said this was going to be entertainment. What'd you think about this?
I had fun. You got to realize I'm not 21 anymore, but it's good to move around with these young guys, test my skills, just to have some fun. Great young fighter, strong, tough. He's better than I thought he was.
That's Floyd Mayweather. The controversy is still going on from this past weekend when Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather fought
Okay.
Because there's now video where Floyd accidentally knocked out Logan Paul.
And like, held him up.
Yeah, he held him up to
I've
keep the show going.
I've seen this everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was a few seconds left in one of the rounds, and he knocked him out and kind of holds him up.
Yeah, the
just
whole
long
thing
enough.
Was a sham.
Yeah, it was. And they're making a lot of money. It looks like Floyd might make about $50 million, Logan about $100 million.
If you're going to hate Floyd Mayweather for more than just the fact that he's punched his wife multiple times, if you're going to hate him for another reason.
Hold on.
Afterwards, what?
Sorry, no, keep going. Sorry.
Afterwards, he made a comment how he's figured out how to legally rob banks.
Yeah.
By, like, steal from banks. He's talking about the fact that his fights suck and people pay for him still, and he just makes millions of dollars.
Oh,
he, like, gloats about how crappy his fights are, but still can make a ton of money.
He's legalized bank robbery is what he said.
He's such a clown.
So, question. Why would Floyd Mayweather only get $50 million and Logan get $100 million?
Because Logan had extra investments and stuff in it.
Logan, from the pay-per-views, Logan only made $5 million.
Yeah, but he had, other side things going on.
Yeah, he had a bunch of sponsorships.
I don't really know how that all works, so I just thought that would be backwards.
Before the fight, they decide who makes what. Like, Logan Paul only made $250K, I believe, off just the fight itself.
Right, just the fight alone.
And then Floyd made millions. But
so they duped a lot of people out of a lot
of money. Oh, yeah, for sure.
This past
because
weekend.
It does, but you know what? Honestly, it's like, I mean, if you're going to get duped, you get duped. If you're going to buy into it.
Shame on you.
You know?
Yeah, there's a reason why I didn't watch
he
it.
He was like holding him up because Logan looked like he was snoozing for a moment.
Oh, yeah. Which is crazy because Floyd Mayweather has zero power in those hands. So like for him to get knocked out is crazy. Yeah,
so that's still,
Floyd hasn't knocked anybody out, I don't think, in like
years.
10, 15 years.
Oh my gosh, I bet they did because they were like, let's get this bag and let's...
Yeah,
make our money.
We
don't have to each other.
So if you were one of those people that paid for the fight, I mean, you got what you paid.
Congratulations,
for,
you played yourself.
Yeah, pretty much.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
On the way, we'll figure out what the issue is with Dana Redump. And maybe get a fourth date is what we're looking for. We'll get that coming up.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date'em or Dump'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Thomas would like another date with Jen, but she, after three dates, is avoiding him. Good morning, Thomas.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, man. So, okay, give us the lay of the land. What's going on with you and Jen?
Me and Jen, we met through a friend from work, and she super hot. But I don't understand. Like, I don't understand why she's not hasn't hit me back.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said you went out a couple times.
Yeah, we did. In fact, the first time that we went out, she actually agreed to meet up for drinks downtown.
Mm-hmm.
It was real nice because we had worked all day, so just to get some time away from work was really nice. You know, we had dinner the next time that we hung out, and she said she had a nice time. So I asked about seeing her again, and she said yes.
Okay.
So I ended up getting us a lift, and I went got her home that night.
Good. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Okay. And so you guys had another date then?
We did. So for the third date, which was like 2 weekends ago, I invited her over to my place so we could just have dinner and a movie.
Okay.
I got DoorDash and we hung out all night.
Nice.
We watched a movie and it was a lot of fun.
So something.
Yeah, what's wrong though?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So what happened was I thought she was going to like stay the night, but then she like said she had an early morning and she like took off. Mm. And since then, I've heard nothing from her.
Okay.
Did she take off? So you were watching a movie, you said?
Yeah. We did watch, and we like got through the whole movie.
Oh, okay. She didn't just like up and dip like in the middle of Tombstone or something.
Right, yeah. So she stayed and watched the whole movie with you, and then afterwards she said she had an early morning?
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it a weird movie? Did you pick like a super strange movie and it made her feel weird?
Oh, no. If there's one thing I know, it's my movies.
Okay. Because it would be kind of weird if you're like, let's watch a movie at my place, and then you just start playing like Human Centipede. I feel like that's something that you would.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no.
I feel like that's something. Well, you gotta ask, JP.
I mean, even I know not to show somebody 50 Shades of Grey on a first date.
That would almost, oh my goodness.
That's different than what Coriel's
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like you could almost get by with that, but.
Yeah, you do that. Don't lie.
No, I don't.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I couldn't afford the red paint, but here's my orange room.
Yes. And then he's got a popcorn cup.
Okay.
Like, hey, you got a movie theater popcorn cup at your house. And he's like,
wait, this thing doesn't hold popcorn, though. There's.
Anyway. Okay, so. Something happened at your place.
It did. It did.
That triggered her to, well, at least sit through the movie, but then afterwards bail.
Because she bailed, and then you haven't heard from her. Right?
Right.
Okay. Were you just laying it on a little too thick, like really trying to get her to stay, and it just like turned her off completely?
Ooh, maybe.
You know what? Now that I think about it, I don't know. That might have been it.
Did you make the move where you'd like yawn and put your arm over her shoulder or something like that?
No, but maybe I should have. Would that have been too much?
Or like you got a blanket
and
you
don't know.
Have your hands under the blanket? That would have been something else.
Wait a minute. What?
What do you mean?
Because you're cuddling up under a blanket.
JP.
You put your hand on her lap while you're cuddling up under a blanket watching a movie.
I'd be like, ugh, get out of here. It's too hot.
Here, first of all, JP took us back to the 80s. His first suggestion, and then went uber creepy with the second suggestion.
I'm just trying to cover
these first date scenarios just something you've seen in an 80s movie?
No, I'm just covering all the angles of what could possibly happen. You throw out human centipede.
That's a lot. Yeah, okay. All right, so clearly it's something that happened.
I don't know what happened
on that date, I think. Because she wouldn't come back. She wouldn't be continuing to come back for dates. And I mean, she now just fell off. So it has to be something from that, like, what was it, third date or whatever?
Third date, yeah.
Yeah.
We can try to chase it down for you.
Yeah, we'll see what happened.
We'll be glad to give Jen a call for you, Thomas. And maybe we can sort this out and get you guys on a fourth date. We'll take care of dinner on us if she's willing to do it. Otherwise, you'll at least have the idea of what
went wrong.
Yeah, the answer.
Right. Okay.
Coming up. Next, with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
So we've thrown out some scenarios for you. Now you get to do it. What do you think went wrong on Thomas's and Jen's date?
Movie.
Had to have been something at his place.
I think it's something at his place.
She stuck around long enough to at least get through the movie. You can get guesses in on Twitter, Facebook, KX969.
Gift form. Gift form is the best.
Do it in gift form and play along with Date 'em or Dump 'em.
There's always more than one side to the story. More Date 'em or Dump 'em is coming up on Kix 96.9.
What happened on Thomas's and Jen's fourth date? So far, the guesses are coming in. Is that a bug with a gif of cockroaches everywhere?
What did you call them?
Cockroaches.
Cockroaches.
The cockadaroches.
It's funner to say it like that.
Okay.
It's from a movie. It's I can't remember what movie.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Ashley tweeted, she says, I'm guessing his house was a hot mess with a Friends TV show gift that says, you weren't supposed to see this.
Yeah, that hidden closet that Monica had with all the junk in it.
Yeah.
What if the actual answer is that he did some of the things JP was saying?
I don't even.
Creeper.
I don't think anybody does those these days.
Nadia said,
that happened?
Nadia gave us a gif of give me a kiss, and it's a really bad kisser.
Oh.
Like if that whole blanket thing happened, do we have to send out photos of this guy to like ladies in town so they know, like just in case?
Steer clear.
Yeah, be careful. This is his go-to move.
I like Mikey's tweet also. It's a gif from Grey's Anatomy with Christina Yang. It says, a little disorganized, and the house is a wreck.
So let's... We're going to find out here in a second. You can keep your guesses coming in between what went down with Thomas and Jen with Date 'em or Dump 'em. It's Kix.
Now the conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So try to track down what happened between Thomas and Jen. If you're just joining us, they met through a friend, had drinks one time, dinner the next time. And so a couple weekends ago, he invited over her place for dinner and a movie. Had some DoorDash, watched some movies. He thought it went great. She didn't stay the night because she had an early morning the next day is what she said. And she took off. Let's find out from Jen what the issue is.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Jen.
Yes.
Jen, hi. It's JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
this is probably a little odd. We're calling to talk to you about a mutual friend of ours reached us and wanted us to talk to you about them. We have a friend named Thomas that we have in common.
Mm-hmm. Thomas.
We're calling on Thomas's behalf because it seemed like with three dates you guys had a good time. Something happened on that third date. Or maybe it was. Maybe it was something else. What happened on the date?
Well, it was interesting, that's for sure.
Okay.
He invited me over, and I thought, well, it's the third date. That's fine. It's not. That seems reasonable. So I came over.
What, to, like, go to his house? Is that what you mean? Okay, okay.
Yeah, he said that we were just going to, you know, have dinner and watch a movie, and I thought, okay, that's fine.
Okay.
And we got along really well on the first two dates, so I thought, yeah, sure. And so while we're waiting for dinner, he was really excited, like, really excited. I thought, okay. And he was,
what, for dinner to come?
No, he said, well, like, maybe, but he was also saying he had this perfect movie. You're talking about how he had this perfect movie you want to show me.
And it's Human Centipede.
It's Human Centipede. Okay, it's not Human Centipede, is it?
No, it wasn't Human Centipede. Oh, but what was weird, the next thing he did was, you know, I thought he was maybe, like, pull out his phone or something, like, sort of show me a trailer or something to what we were going to watch later.
Mm-hmm.
But instead he goes to this room, pulls out a VCR. Do you guys know what a VCR is?
Yes.
Okay.
I know what a VCR
is. Yes, we know what a VCR is.
Coriel's probably never seen one.
Yeah, right. I have one in my home to watch Twister on VHS.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. So I haven't, like, I've seen one a couple of times at my grandmother's house. But anyways, he hooked it up to his TV. So that's the other thing. It's like, okay, if you have one, then just keep it. But it was this whole ordeal of hooking it up. Like, it was this cool thing he was doing.
Okay.
And he's 30. But he owns a VCR. Like, it's not like he lives at home, but it's his own.
Right.
And so he tells me that it's like he keeps it to watch certain movies that he can't get on demand.
I do that too.
So then what did he do that made you not like him?
You also say, you know, if there's one thing I know, it's movies. And he kept repeating that phrase.
Okay.
And he says the videotapes is the only way to watch the classics. I'm like, I don't know. Turn classic movies is pretty good way to watch movies.
I was going to say, is that any different than, like, if he'd have been like, hey, let's listen to some music, and he busted out a turntable and some vinyl.
It's the
same idea.
Okay, but the thing about a vinyl, though, I mean, even with the scratches, it sounds kind of cool. With a videotape and it's skipping, or like the lines are all
away
because you watched it too
vinyl
much.
Vinyl, too.
There's something about leaning up to the VCR and blowing in there to get the dust out.
It's a nice throwback.
Play a movie.
Yeah,
and or like realizing this is the other thing. It hadn't even been rewound the whole way.
Yeah.
So then,
he was not.
Oh, so you had to sit there while he rewound it.
Oh, God.
We need to get him one of those quick rewinders.
There you go. Yeah,
okay.
They're still out there, probably.
Oh, no. No, wait. Sorry. You don't, because he has one.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God.
That's cool.
He had the VCR and the rewind machine.
Yeah.
The only way this guy gets cooler. The only way this guy gets cooler.
The rewinder is shaped like a car.
Oh. That's awesome. A red car.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. That is.
Sweet.
I remember that.
That's actually really awesome.
So what did he do that made you not like him? Because so far he sounds like a catch.
What? it'd be one thing, like you say, so then after the movie, he wanted to watch another movie. And so I thought he was just going to go to a closet or something. Instead of it being just like this closet, it was a closet dedicated to movies.
So he has like a room full of
videotapes. Okay,
What movies did you guys watch?
What'd you watch?
What did you watch?
Oh, we ended up watching one of the quote unquote classics, Weekend at Bernie's.
That's a good
weird
movie.
On videotape, Weekend at Bernie's.
Weekend at Bernie's, man.
That's a classic.
It stars Mario Verduzco. That's so cool.
Well, okay.
Quarterback's
coach. Whatever.
That's look it up for those who don't know what I'm referencing.
I wouldn't think about watching Weekend at Bernie's on VHS as being like a classic experience necessarily.
That's
but,
fun.
You know, whatever. That was his thing. So, but quick question. Does he have a smart TV?
I don't even know. I was so distracted by the whole fanfare of rolling out the VCR. It wasn't even. He had it on a cart.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Well, like when you were in elementary school and they rolled out the
so
big tube
funny.
TV on the cart. That makes me happy, too.
That's funny.
Okay, so he has the VHS
all round,
or the VCR on a cart.
And the rewind.
The auto-rewinder.
Auto-rewind. Okay. Car.
That's cool.
So you took it like this was his only form of watching entertainment was the old school VCR and VHS, and that turns you off? Is that what you're saying?
Like, it's just weird.
I mean, I guess it is. It's just not common, really.
Yeah, it's not like he grew up with this.
Right. He just likes vintage stuff. Well, that's all right.
I'm 30, and I grew up on VHSs. Well, basically 30.
Well, like Nick said, I mean, it's kind of like people collecting vinyl. Maybe this is like his thing.
I don't think you should. Okay. I don't think you should discount the fun that you've had or the cool dates that you've had just because this guy was watching VHS tapes. Like,
yeah, that's not weird.
Well, it feels more like not cool like the vinyl. It feels more cool like what are those cassette tapes? Like having a collection of cassettes.
Okay.
Yeah, or A-tracks.
A Walkman. Actually, see, that'd be cool, too. If someone showed up with a Walkman, I'd be like, okay, that's very sweet.
I don't know. It kind of sounds like this guy is just pretty much like he's just not into like all the highfalutin technology. He just wants to do some old school stuff. He might be a breath of fresh air. I don't know. Well, or it could be really creepy. If there's a bunch of blank VHS tapes, I'd probably run.
Can I put this into like perspective for you, lady?
Yeah, go for it.
When we were talking, we spoke to the gentleman that you went on that date with, and JP suggested that he had potentially put a blanket over your guys' laps and then, quote, did something with his hands under the blanket.
We put his hand on
her
lap.
You dodged a bullet, all right? This is not that bad compared to what JP was suggesting.
Apparently, it could have been worse.
Yeah. Like JP was throwing out all his go-to moves, and he did not do any of those. So you're
well, No. He was not, like, honestly, other than that, he's like a cool guy. That's why it felt sort of weird. Like, everything else was cool than this whole thing about a cart and a room dedicated to movies.
Well,
like especially because he fancies himself as connoisseur of movies.
Right.
Yeah, he's old school. That makes sense.
It is kind of funny. I see what you're saying.
Let's bring Thomas in here. Thomas, it was kind of just weird, I guess, for her that you have all these VCR videotapes and the cart and the rewind thing.
VHSs.
So you're just kind of into the retro stuff. Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah, man. Like, I mean, that closet is full of movies I grew up on. Stuff
it.
I got from my granddad and stuff like that, you know?
That's cool.
You know, and I even went from having a lot of the movies in there. I don't know if you guys ever had, like, those little CD books that were, like, full of DVDs.
Nice, and I got, yes.
I got, like, a couple of those up there, too. I didn't mean to get all weird about it. You know, I'm sorry about that.
Jen, is it really that much of a sticking point? Would you like to try another date with Thomas? Because it just seems like it's collection,
likes,
if you will.
He likes the throwback VHSs. I don't really think there's a problem.
You brought up a great point, and I guess I should just ask Thomas, do you have a smart TV?
Of course I do.
Okay.
It's probably in the bedroom, which you would have watched had you stayed and not judged on the VHS tape.
Yeah, this seems silly. So, Jen, now that you're hearing from us and hearing from him.
It's not that crazy. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
in our opinion.
We'd be more than willing to give you guys another date out on us, dinner out on us, if you'd like to go out with Thomas again.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, sure. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well,
cool.
Thomas,
we should send him to the Joyo.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a throwback movie
theater. Is it open?
There you guys can
They
go.
Still do Rocky Horror Picture Show.
They still do the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, they still do that.
Oh, or yeah. That's
that
much
one
better
up
than
Omaha.
Human Centipede.
It is.
Wow.
Well, Human Centipede's one of the grossest movies I've ever seen.
I'm sorry. I need to get off that track. Okay. I'm sorry.
Well, we'll give you guys dinner out on us, and you can choose to go to Rocky Horror if you want to. But, Thomas, thanks for getting a hold of us. Jen, thanks for being on the show, and have fun. It was Harris564 on Twitter. Are we really VCR shaming now? I still remember the first time our VCR could record. How am I this old already?
Again, dude, this is crazy to me because, like, if he would have thrown out some vinyl, it would not have been a big deal.
Right. It would have been romantic.
Old. Yeah, like, oh, that's cool. He just put on some vinyl and, like, that's pretty neat.
Right.
He busts out a VCR to watch a movie and it's like,
right, everybody's all freaking out about it.
When I wake up, wake up.
Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Real quick, people are commenting on how shallow Jen is for shaming our guy Thomas.
I mean, I see how she would
VHS
seem
tapes.
Shallow to some, yes.
that why would he want another date?
To some
is the question for a lot of people. So we'll see what happens.
I mean, it's not like he was, I don't know. I could see if he was like cranking some like weird well in the backyard to like produce his own energy or something.
That'd be sweet.
I mean, first of all, he's like a prepper. That would actually be kind of sweet.
Or like Water World, where he's using his own pee to make his own water.
If it looks like some weird dystopian thing that he lives in, I suppose I would think that was really weird. But just because of a VCR, I mean, come on.
Anyways. Yeah. So that's what went down. Data or dump them. If you want to be a part of the show with Data or Dump, just get a hold of us, Facebook or Twitter, KX969, to be a part of the show.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Coming around the corner, we'll play a round of JP Makes Us Guess. We'll also give you a chance to win your way to see Cole Swindell live with your vacation in one sentence.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
We got Ann on Coriel's team. Apparently nobody wants to play with Husker Nick.
That's okay.
I'll ask one more time. 466-9696. That's 466-9696. If you'd like to be on Husker Nick's team for JP Max's guess.
It's because I lose all the time. They know they're not getting that prize.
I mean, you're doing all right. You got 25.
Someone will help you out.
Hi, Kix. Good morning. Who's this? See, the phone lines are working.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Marcy,
you're going to play on Husker Nick's team, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay,
nice.
Cool. All right, so here we go. It's Marcy and Husker Nick versus Coriella. And good morning, Ann. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. All right, so the game today is summer related, as we have warmer weather coming up. It's not officially summer, according to Coriel.
It isn't, not until June 20th.
No, she hates summer.
But
I don't hate summer.
I just am repeating what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. You're not a fan of summer.
Not true. Not true.
But it is summertime, and the best cocktails for warm weather.
Oh, wow.
Ooh,
okay.
Beverages, getting ready for the weekend. It's a thirsty Thursday. The top 10 cocktails for warmer weather.
Okay, here we go.
And we'll go with Husker Nick and Marcy first.
All right, Marcy, what do you got? What's your favorite warm weather cocktail?
Got to be a frozen margarita.
Ooh, margarita.
Margarita.
Let's do it, number one.
Actually, margarita comes in at number 7.
Wow.
Mm.
Something's wrong with the people that made this list. Apparently.
So are these boozy?
These are boozy beverages. Okay. Yes. The list of the best cocktails to drink on a summer afternoon or evening.
And what's your idea?
Ooh. Pina colada.
Yes.
Take two of those.
Yeah, two, nice. Pina colada comes in at number 2.
Wow.
Ooh, and.
All right. What do we got for number 1? I bet we'll get here. What do we got? What are you thinking?
Mojito.
Mojito. Those are so good.
Mojito.
So yummy.
That sounds good.
Number one answer. Was
told you we'd get number one.
It's so refreshing.
That's for a point and a half, by the way. We got a point and a half.
No, you don't get a point.
We're up 2.5 to 1 right now.
Your best summer beverages.
For the record.
And
summer cocktails.
Do you have another idea for top 10 cocktails for warm weather?
Sangria.
Ooh, that sangria. Is so tasty.
Serve up some sangria.
Yeah.
Number 4.
Yeah.
That's one of the go-to maneuvers whenever my wife and I go to Mexico.
They say all the sangria.
Sangria.
In the morning. Choice. Back to Corey Ellen. Nick and Marcy.
Nick and Marcy. Nick and
Marcy. All right, Marcy, what do you think? We got another one on the brain here?
Well, I'm a tequila girl, so it's got to be a tequila sunrise.
There we go. Those are so yummy.
Tequila sunrise. Is it in the top 10?
Oh, those are so good.
Not top 10, though.
Dang. Good try. Good effort.
Back to Anna Coriel for the win,
and
if they get this one.
Do you have an idea?
Because
I've got one.
She's been doing pretty well, but if Coriel, you want to throw yours
in. I know, but I'm going to see if Anna has
one
first.
Those are the only two I know.
Okay. What about like a daiquiri?
Yeah, daiquiri.
Daiquiris are good.
Like a, do you have to say a certain
mango
flavor?
Mango daiquiri is my favorite.
A daiquiri.
Are we good? You good with that, Ann? You good with the daiquiri?
Sounds fancy, so sure.
Oh, daiquiris are so good.
Show me a daiquiri. And that's good enough for the win right there.
The mango banana. That's good stuff.
Mango banana?
Oh, yeah. Strawberry mango is my jam.
All right. So here's your top 10. If you're looking to get some beverages ready to go for the 20th, because you're not allowed to celebrate summer. Tell that according to Cordell. Gin and tonic comes in at number 10.
Huh?
Yum.
A vodka lemonade at 9.
Oh.
Cosmo at 8.
Okay.
Margarita at 7. Mai Tai at 6.
Oh, yeah.
A sea breeze at number 5.
A sea breeze.
I haven't had a sea breeze in for forever.
Neither have I.
Sangria, daiquiri, pina colada, and number 1 is mojito.
Mojito.
So we lost 2.5-3. That stinks.
Yeah, you did. Nick lost.
Hey, not your fault.
Marcy, you did an awesome job. Nick, you did an awesome job, too.
You did a subpar job, but that's
good. Efforting. Right.
Good job.
Thank you, Marcy, for playing along with us. And congrats, you're going to Jet Splash on us for playing along and winning.
Yay!
Yay. Thanks, ladies.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
An award-winning night last night. We'll get the latest from the CMT Award to the nitty-gritty coming up. Just a few minutes, and Dana or Dump 'em Thursday. It's Kicks.
Come on now.
Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kicks 96.9.
When that plays, you win. It's that simple. Kicks, good morning. Who's this?
This is Trevor.
Trevor, call number 20.
Awesome.
Yeah, buddy. Trevor going to Kicker Country Stampede.
Trevor's got his tickets, and you can, too. Just be listening throughout the day today for the Stampede cue to call.
Yep, be caller 20 to score.
But we thought we'd have a little bit more fun with you because we are your official Nebraska Kicker Country Stampede station, the only station you can win tickets from.
Yes, and it's a thirsty Thursday. And I guess we're just feeling a little generous.
Extra thirsty for tickets.
Yeah, extra thirsty for tickets and followers on Instagram.
Well, that's it.
So if you follow us, KZKX969 on Instagram, starting now until noon, as long as we reach at least 50 new followers, of those new followers, you could score a pair of 3-day Country Stampede passes to go to Kicker Country Stampede.
So if you haven't followed us yet, go to Instagram and click like on KX969.
Follow. Follow us on Instagram, KZKX969. We need to reach 50 new followers by noon. And if that's the case of the 50, or maybe more than that,
right?
Heck, you don't know.
Release the tickets.
Yes, we will release the tickets and we'll let you know via message. So just watch Instagram, KZKX969. Follow us. And hopefully it's you that scores.
That could be just easier to win.
Yeah. And then, like you said, you'd mentioned off air too that, like, it's really easy. Even if you do follow us right now, you could, like, con your friend into following us.
Yes.
And bribe them into taking you.
Conning. I mean, we've got a lot of fun stuff on there. Like, yesterday with you and Meg eating balls. I mean, that's a quality content right there.
Yes. That caught me so off guard. Yes.
The testicle festival coming up
around the bend. Steakhouse.
So, again, Instagram, KZKX969. Go follow us, and somebody's getting another pair of tickets to Kicker Country Stampede, only with Kicks 96.9.
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kicks 96.9.
Going on vacation. That's what a lot of people are going to be doing once summer gets here. It's not here for another 10 days, according to Coriel.
Summer officially begins June 20th. Look it up.
But yes, it basically is summer. All right. So, we saw this thought would be really kind of fun to do. Your vacation in one sentence.
Yeah, tell us your ideal vacation, but you can only use one sentence. Some people just straight up used one word, like Gina. She said, anywhere. Simon says 100 miles from civilization with a tent, a good bottle of whiskey, and a fine cigar.
Alex went a little bit further than Gina did, anywhere out of Nebraska.
Okay, there we go, getting a little more specific.
Right.
Jamie says trip around the world. There were so many comments about being somewhere on a beach, even including the Dierks Bentley gif, too, of Somewhere on a Beach, a song.
Oh, very good.
Chastity wrote that. And, adding Sipping Something Strong, of course, more Dierks Bentley lyrics. But I am surprised because there's only like two. There's only like two of these that include going somewhere specifically cooler because it is so hot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One, let's see. Daniel says Northern Hemisphere in the mountains away from other humans with cool temps. Also very specific.
Karina says, I think an Eskimo village in Alaska sounds pretty cool right now.
I know, with like the hot head emoji. Like, ooh, damn, yeah, it's hot. So I am just kind of surprised that a lot of these people wanted to be somewhere even warmer.
Right.
But that's their ideal vacation.
But you think about it, though, like my one sentence would be, in the pool at Cancun Sun Palace with a banana monkey in my hand.
I'm sorry.
That's what? They have a drink called the banana monkey.
Okay, I did not know that. I was confused at what kind of monkey that was.
Yeah. It's 100 plus degrees down in Cancun like now.
Yeah.
And it's so dang hot. But why not be in a pool?
Right.
Oceanside.
Yes.
In a pool with a banana monkey.
Why can't
in
you
your
just
hand?
Be in the ocean like Sandy?
You can do that too. Sandy
says cruising in the middle of the ocean with a fruity drink in my hand.
See, okay, that. I want access to the water. I mean, being on a cruise, I've always thought about cruises would be fun, but like you don't get to go in the water.
Well, it just says, well, I don't know. She probably does mean a cruise, I suppose. Right. But you could be like cruising on like a little boat.
If you could jump off of like
jumpy
like
jumpies.
These rich people with their giant yachts.
Maggie
that they
says,
have.
I would love to go to Australia and experience the beach and wildlife. But yeah. Maggie, it's like what wildlife though? Like the kind that's cute and cuddly?
Well, yeah.
Like, so, are you limiting yourself to only the things that won't kill you?
You don't go to the Outback.
Because that doesn't sound fun.
No,
I feel like it's only so fun you if would, you might die.
You would rather have a chance to die in the Outback.
I'm just kidding. But also, versus, like, what a warm place.
Like, oh, yeah. To be on the beaches in Sydney right now would be beautiful.
It would be beautiful. We've even had a Lake of the Ozarks reference from Laura. And then, of course, concerts, too. So
yeah, yeah. So
it's just cool.
That's how we're giving away Cole Swindell tickets, is by showing up your ideal vacation in one sentence.
Ooh, Carmen, my ideal vacation is visiting different states on the motorcycle.
Oh, that sounds like a good
time.
Yeah,
that breeze.
You can be a part of that at KX969 on Facebook. It's the biggest part of the summer. We're going to go down to Kicker Country Stampede, and you can join us for the fun. Congrats to our latest winner. We'll have more winning throughout the day today with the Stampede Sounder. But we've got another opportunity for you, as we mentioned earlier, to get on Instagram and be our friend.
Yeah, all you have to do is follow us. It's literally that easy. Just follow us, KZKX969. So if we reach 50 new followers from, you know, now till noon, right. Noon is the cutoff.
Yes.
If we reach 50 new followers or more than that.
Yeah, if it's more than that.
You will be instantly qualified for more Country Stampede tickets to go to Kicker Country Stampede.
Right.
Of those new followers. So make sure you watch Instagram, KZKX969. And if you're randomly chosen as our new follower winner, you will be messaged just a hair after noon.
So if you're like, oh, I already follow them, here's how you can help yourself win by getting your friend or a family member to follow us on Instagram, and then they become our friend, and then they could take you
exactly
with the Stampede if you win.
Exactly.
So don't feel bad. Like, I'm already following you.
It's a little roundabout way, but we got there.
See, I know. So 50 or more new followers.
Exactly.
Audience to.
Mm-hmm.
And that Instagram handle is
KZKX969.
Okay, get on there. You got till noon.
Follow us, and yes, tell your friends that aren't following us to do it, because we have to reach 50 at least by noon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Make it happen.
To give away tickets.
Coming up tomorrow, a free fun Friday. We'll have a redneck review, out of context contest, and a lot more. If you miss any of today's show, including a very ridiculous reason why not to date somebody with them or dump them, you can find that on our podcast at KZKX.com. See ya.
You're waking up with JP, Corey Allen, Husker Nick. Wake up in the morning. I'm Lincoln's kid.